This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Medical marijuana is seeing a comeback. CPR's Ben Marcus explains patient registrations and sales have risen during the pandemic.
The number of medical marijuana patients in Colorado had been in steady decline for years since recreational cannabis was legalized. But that came to an end in April of 2020. The registered patient count has increased 10% since, with the state adding almost 10,000 new patients since the pandemic started. Average monthly sales of medical cannabis are up about 30%. One theory among dispensary owners is that medical is attractive because it is significantly cheaper and taxed at a lower rate. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A new report says inadequate drainage contributed to the partial collapse of U.S. Highway 36 between Denver and Boulder 2 years ago. The independent report says water weakened the clay soil and caused a retaining wall to collapse. CDOT Chief Engineer Steve Harrelson says that confirms the department's own findings.
The wall would have had adequate safety factors if the clay had been dry, but it did not account for the clay getting wet.
CDOT spent more than $17 million fixing the highway. The companies that designed and built the road paid for most of that. Members of Trinidad's Temple Aaron are celebrating the Jewish New Year. The more than 130-year-old congregation is growing again after the temple nearly closed 5 years ago. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Both Jews and non-Jews rescued the stately red brick building from a secular fate a few years ago. Several dozen people from around Colorado and New Mexico joined the congregation, and many others are supporters. They're continuing to raise money to address hundreds of thousands of dollars in needed repairs. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.